Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
With the way Josh threw it tonight, maybe we should play every game in the negative 10, whatever it is.
Josh going to throw it. Has all day long to scan the field, waiting. Still has time, runs to his right. Now he's pressured, gets away from it, fires one into the end zone, and it is caught. Dawson Knox makes the catch in the end zone. It's a Buffalo touchdown. How did he make that happen?
Honestly, I thought I threw the ball away. He made an unbelievable play, but I got hit and I got up. I was going back to the huddle. Everybody's celebrating. I had no idea what was going on because I still, and I sat down, I go, what happened?
Jones pump, rifle downfield. Intercepted. Sliding catch made by Hyde for the pick. Micah Hyde. Second team All-Pro, and what a play!
You know, Micah was there and just made an unbelievable play. And like I said, probably one of the best plays I had ever seen on the field.
Allen back to throw, sets up deep, has all day long, takes a look into the end zone, looking for Sanders. He's got him! Touchdown, Buffalo! Emmanuel Sanders!
I'm sick for Emmanuel Sanders because he's played 100 years in this league, and tonight was his first playoff touchdown. Tommy Doyle plays one game and gets a touchdown. He's a freaking lineman.
Josh keeps it out, play action, fires to the end zone. You called it, Eric. Touchdown, Buffalo. The pass to rookie Tommy Doyle, the big man, touchdown.
When you throw more touchdowns than incompletions, I think that just kind of speaks for itself. I think he had like a, what was his pass rating? Like 158, 150. Yeah, I mean, literally perfect. So, I mean, there's not much to be said when you got stats like that.
Of course, it's a deeper feeling that the times have definitely changed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I feel like the players have a rule. You hear this from players after games. We probably heard it Saturday night. They have something of a rule where you take a day to reflect and enjoy the win. And then after that, it's on to the next game. You and I need a rule like that today, I think. I don't know. Now, it's not going to be exclusively on the Patriot game, but right. When the Sabres beat Ottawa in 06 in game one, 7-6, like that amazing, I mean, every fan who watched it probably remembers it. Just a crazy game. It's on a Friday night. And then you and I got here on Monday, and they had another game that night. They went Friday, Monday, I believe, that year. Like, whatever, hockey series. There's no time, really, to just, like, what was that? How did that happen? You know, in football, you get a week.
Right.
But, man, it's kind of Kansas City on the brain already.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of happens when you play Saturday. You know, I mean, yesterday would have been our day for that, but, you know, we didn't work. So,
right.
You know, here we are. I mean, I would still think, I mean, I don't know. I'm sort of expecting a mix of both, but it'll be hard to not be just obsessing about the Kansas City game. You know, like that's next. It's the game we've been pointing at. It's a round earlier than, you know, it was last year. Not to say that we were expecting it to be one weekend or another once we got to the playoffs, but it's here. Like this is it. This is the game, and it feels like whatever happens between Cincinnati and Tennessee, you know, I think I would expect the winner of this game between Kansas City and Buffalo to be the Super Bowl representative and be the favorite. In the championship game when it comes. You know, if it's here and it's the Bengals, then I definitely the Bills would be favored. I suppose there's a scenario where the Bills could go to Tennessee and maybe not be favored.
I bet they are. If they win at Arrowhead,
yeah,
what would Tennessee have to do to be favored in that game, even if it is on its home field, right. Which it would be?
Be somewhat dominant, probably, I think.
Maybe. I would just want to agree with you. I said it this morning on a show in Toronto. I think the winner of this game is favored the following week.
Yeah,
Kansas City lost their Tennessee like 27-3 or some game like that. I think they'd be favored anyway. They have been the whole time in terms of the futures. Well,
so, you know, that'll be the focus, I think, but Saturday night still feels too amazing to just sort of run past. You know, I don't want to do that either. I don't want to just start talking about what Mahomes looked like last night,
right,
and all that, because Saturday night was magic for so many people. You know, anyone watching that's a Bills fan that's lived through the drought, that lived through Brady and Belichick ruining our football lives for 20 years, I mean, Saturday had to feel like, you know, like a holy day almost, like it just like something very important was happening, you know, until next year when they got to play him again. We'll see how good New England is and see how good the Bills are once we get to next year. But, man, it really – I struggled Saturday. I really did. I don't know when I've had a harder time articulating how I felt. Because I said it at one point, I felt sort of in shock. Like, usually you think of being in shock from something traumatic that's negative that happens to you. So I don't mean to be making light of it, but I was stunned by what happened on Saturday, and I wasn't sure how to speak about it, really. And I don't know how much more prepared I am now, but you know, we got a little time and some distance since it happened, but it still is no less incredible that it went the way it went.
Correct. It will be interesting in the future to find out or sort of analyze how it feels next year with the Patriots. You know, like in terms of them and the Bills and the Patriots, obviously the Bills stepped a great distance away from the past. You know, like the new story is underway. Last year it started. Last year, Cam Newton didn't really have it. Transition. This year, first New England went and spent a lot of money. Like, they were not messing around this year. This was not a transition year for the Patriots. This was like, let's go get it. Even with a rookie at quarterback, and they showed why. Like, they had a good season with Mac Jones. But when it mattered most, there was just no contest between these two teams. And that's how it looked at the end of last year, too. The Bills won the division going away. They will almost definitely be the favorite going into next year, no matter what happens in the division, I think. And it reminded me, as I said on Saturday, I mean, I had a tough, similar to you, I had a tough time describing what they did in that game. I maybe didn't think about feelings as much, but just like in terms of what they did, I mean, at some point you went, there haven't been NFL games like this ever, you know, where just they were so efficient. Who never gets to third and five? I mean, just
right.
What are we talking about? But I struggled with sort of trying to describe or put into context what kind of performance that was. What I did think of, though, was the end of last year with Miami. Because Miami, what did they do last year? Miami was bad the year before. They obviously don't have the dominance that the Patriots have over the Bills in the league, but they were sort of a surprising contender for a playoff spot last year. And they came here with a chance to prove that, not, well, they had a chance to make it, but also sort of like show, we're on your level.
Yeah, right.
You know? And so what happened?
They lost by 30 to backups eventually.
They lost by 30 points. They gave up 56 points to a Bills offense where Josh Allen only played like half the game. So that's the proverbial tail between your legs. You walk out of that stadium, you get on the bus and on the plane and go, yeah, okay, well, back to the drawing board. To use another cliche. So what happened here? New England, okay, Mac Jones, Tua. Okay, Mac Jones. Okay. We've got a good coach or a great coach. Miami used to like its coach a lot, too. And you know, we've got an okay team. Are we on your level? Let's find out. Let's play. They lost by 30. They lost by the same 30 points. And even though it's the playoffs, they get on the bus and on the plane, and what do they think about where they stand in things? You know, how are they going to win? We know this experience. We've had it for years and years. You have Tom Brady. They have Peyton Manning. What are my chances? What are my real chances? Chances of winning. You have a, I don't need to go on forever. This isn't about the Chiefs either, but you have an okay team. that, you know, you can't really win anything, maybe a division, but the Super Bowl, like, come on. So what do you do about it? You just sort of go along? What is Miami supposed to do right now? Like, you sort of go along and hope? Or do you just give up and draft someone else, hoping that they're the next guy? So I think the Patriots are I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they're not going to replace Mac Jones. There's no way they're going to do that. But didn't you think, like, sort of, what is this game? What does this game say about these teams' likely next 5 years? Or whatever the number needs to be.
I mean, it should say that we've got to get the quarterback's got to get better. You know, but good luck getting to the level that the Bills guy is at. Like, and that is exactly where we lived from, you know, roughly 2001 until 2019, right? Just, I've got a guy. He has some good days. He has, unfortunately, probably more bad days than good days, but occasionally he reaches a pretty high level. Their guy is at, like, gets out of bed at a level that my guy just almost can't ever reach. Like, right? And so what do you do? I mean, I also don't think that they will replace their rookie quarterback. I mean, they did have a nice year, and I'm sure nobody who roots for them or root for the Bills wants to hear anyone say that they were impressed in some ways by Mac Jones, but he did more things than I thought he would in that game. I mean, I know they got annihilated, but he doesn't play defense, you know? Like, he's not the one who couldn't get off the field. You know, he didn't make a lot of plays, but the throw to Aguilar that Hyde intercepted was perfect. I mean, it was right there. I don't fault him for Hyde making that play. It was right to Aguilar's arms in stride. He ran around a little bit on that drive, too, to extend some plays. And frankly, when Hyde made that pick, I was extremely relieved because I was starting to feel a little worried.
Oh, yeah?
I thought, like, this guy's extended drives here, and he's not just, you know, folding right away. But the other side of that is, like, how up to it was he? And how up to it did his team think he was? I mean, the conditions. You know, I'm thinking of the picture of him or the video of him on the bench, like, sort of being amazed at how much he could see his breath while the coach is trying to show him something. It's like, man, it's cold. He's like,
yeah.
And I just imagine him in the huddle. Like, how convincing is he to a bunch of men in a huddle in this game with Josh Allen on the other side that I got this? I mean, it's a hell of a standard. It's a hell of a place to be when you're playing someone who's playing like Allen was playing. But it would surprise me if that team was in the huddle, like, looking at Mac Jones going, oh, yeah, we're good here.
Well,
I mean, you're just, you know, you're outmatched probably.
Yeah, I mean, who wins that game for you in that situation? But, and he's young. I mean, the Patriots can feel pretty good about their overall. I think the thing will be, can they win it? You know, that's that team's standard. That's that coach's standard is championships. And, you know, he finally had that wild card road game and just got blasted by the team that won his division. Just, I'm not proud of this, but I also know I have a lot of company when I say, like, I feel like Belichick is the best part of this. Just thinking about him. I wanted a camera on him the whole night. I would have loved him, his face in the corner of the screen the whole night, especially knowing what happened.
Yeah, you know, didn't you say Saturday night at one point that if you had been at the game, there would have been a point in the game where you would have just been watching him the rest of the night?
Yeah, I would have not been able to take my eyes off him all night. Just like, what is going through his head? Maybe not even any sort of big picture stuff. Just, what am I watching here? The guy's a, you know, sort of a haughty word almost, but sort of he's a historian too. Any coach like this guy with the career he's had, I mean, they care about legacy. They know. Belichick has already shown this a million times over. Like, he knows the history of the league. He knows it's important. Anybody that wins like that, it's important. It's going to be important. And what does he think he's watching? Like, does he think the Patriots should have played a much better game? Like, they could have, maybe, probably. You know, that's sort of natural for a coach, I think. Like,
yeah.
We should have done maybe, this, or this. Or it's just like, what are you going to do?
I like thinking of him thinking, my boat's really nice.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here.
The boat. When did Jimmy Johnson go to the boat? Like, that was, he was young, much younger than I am now. Like, what are we doing? And like, in a certain fantastical universe, I would love it. Much the way the Sabres, like, killed the Flyers front office, coupled with the 05-06 playoffs, and then a regular season early meeting, like, in October or November, where they just fired everybody. I found myself yesterday at times, and even today, sort of daydreaming of a scenario where Belichick just goes, like, what is he thinking standing on the sidelines? I don't need to do this. It's going to take me 5 years to catch up to this. My standard is Super Bowls, and this guy's my quarterback, and he's like, he's blowing smoke rings with his breath on the sidelines while we're getting beat by 20. I gotta go. I'm done doing this. I don't predict at all that that's what's going to happen, but for me the satisfaction of pushing him to retire because the Bills laid such a beatdown on him and his team would be, I mean, it's too much to ask for almost, because Saturday was glorious without that. But, man, that would be a nice little piece to get. I'll admit that I've been lost in that thought a few times over the last 48 hours.
Yeah, let's see what they come up with in the coming months here. In the meantime, I mean, let's go win a Super Bowl. You have a team capable of that. Wow. We knew right away. Right, Joe? Like, you had it. This is the kind of the nightmare scenario is New England and then Kansas City, or even someone else and then Kansas City. You know, if New England's part of the nightmare scenario, that's good, because look what happened. But now it's just, you know, any other Cincinnati, Tennessee, come on. I don't know. I don't think the Bills at all are going to be afraid of this team, but it's the toughest matchup out there. And, you know, the Chiefs might feel the same way. Chiefs fans might be like, you know, this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
And anybody should. I mean, it's a great matchup. It needed to be on the Sunday night, in the Sunday night slot for what? As good as Aaron Rodgers and Brady, still. Just this is the game of the weekend. So, onward.
So there it is, right? Yeah. I mean, what did Kansas City score? 42 last
42.
Night? Right? So, I mean, oh, no, they only won by 21. The Bills won by 30. Watching that game, like, Mahomes, 5 touchdowns. Eventually, there's a touchdown to a lineman. Right, it's just like anything you can do. Sort of, it was in my head watching that game last night with the Chiefs. Like, just reminding everybody. I know you're all impressed by what Josh Allen and the Bills did last night. I know we punted a bunch of times in the first quarter, so we don't have this perfect game thing that they had the night before. But we, you know, we're the champs over here. We're, you know, not the Super Bowl champs, but the AFC champs. That's who we are. And it felt like a warning shot to me a little bit, watching that game unfold late.
Well,
especially the lineman touchdown. That's what really triggered it for me. Like, come on.
Well, yeah, like, way to be original.
Right.
Although they did have Kelce throw a touchdown pass, so that's pretty good. They're really interesting and fun near the end zone. I mean, they have so many different ways to score. Last week, we got into the week, and there's all the New England baggage, and we came to, you know what? Let's just not talk about the possibility of a loss here. It's there, and if they lose, then we'll have all offseason to talk about it. But let's just not sort of land on that, because it's just kind of it's not the time for it. And so here, like, the same thought might seem right. We might want to do the same thing. What if, you know, just what if they lose? Forget it. Don't even. It's out there. Next week, maybe. But there's just so, I got to say it at least once. I mean, there's so much riding on this. You know, Kansas City has, of course, been to the Super Bowl the last 2 years. Like, that is the elite company. 3 in a row, and that's us, and that's a couple of other teams, but 3 in a row. So they need this game and then another one for that. Like, they're chasing history, in a sense, even though they lost last year. And for the Bills just had that game. Bulldog, if they go to Arrowhead and can't win, What do you do? They spent the entire year trying to figure out. Well, I mean, a lot of the offseason is the right way to put that would be. They spent so much effort and time in to matching up with Kansas City better and a game plan for that game in week five that was just like, okay, we figured out, we've made our decision. This is what we're going to do against you. This is how we think we can best beat you. And they were successful. If you go in there with like as few injuries as they have, that win last week, which you just showed the world, holy cow, you better beat him. Right. You better beat him or else I don't know what you do with your time after that. You just kind of do the same thing. You know, you have dynasties in sports where other teams are out there. They're really good, but they can't crack it. They need somebody else to take them out, as it turns out, you know, to get their win. That was Peyton Manning. Like Peyton Manning, all the better than Brady, like every year in the regular season, then it would be the playoffs. They couldn't beat them. Eventually they do, and they get their one, and then New England starts winning again and again and again and again.
Right.
That's kind of like this is that game. This is not only like the two best teams, but it's wow. You know, you're either going to take out Kansas City and stand next to or above them in the hierarchy, or I don't know what you do.
Right. Yeah, you never know ahead of time how much, you know, which shot is going to be your best shot. Right. Is this the best look they're going to have at the Chiefs? I mean, they feel more well-equipped defensively to handle them based on how they played all year and even how they played Kansas City earlier this season. But that doesn't mean that this is got, you know, this has to be the best shot. But there is sort of a if not now, when sort of feeling. But, you know, those words escape my lips and I hear them ringing in my headphones and I think to myself, it's only the second year of them being sort of on the scene as a contender. Maybe it takes a little longer, you know, like what do you do if you can't do it now? I think you do the best you can to keep this thing together and go try again next year is what,
sure.
You know, I hope we're not having that conversation next Monday, but like, I think that would probably be called for, maybe almost definitely called for. Because of the quality of this team, and you know, there's always going to be changes. People are going to age out, contracts, and whatever. But you know, we saw them do a very capable job of keeping it together after last year, and I think with the way this year has gone, it's whatever happens next Sunday, I feel like I'm going to be in the same place. Like, let's just do our best to keep it together here. And that might even include, you know, the way the line finished the season. I mean, we'll see how Saturday goes, or excuse me, how Sunday goes, because that, you know, that will play a part in this too, I think. But the last thing I'd want to do, and I thought this before the New England game, is overreact to, you know, something that happens next week or in this one game, because you don't reach the Super Bowl. You know, you're good. You were good all year. And you didn't get home field, and maybe that'll bite you. You know, not only did you not get home field, you didn't get a seat above these guys, and now you got to go there again. So that's something that if you need to, you know, look for answers and where to turn, then dig in a little harder and make sure you don't lose to Jacksonville next year, right? Find your way to another yard in Tennessee and win your 13 games and get your home games. Get your week off and sit home. And hopefully that's a cleaner path. Again, I'm getting too far into a scenario where this doesn't happen for them, and there's no reason to think it can't.
No, of course. Just a lot, yeah. You are going to do all those things as the Bills, but holy cow. It's exactly what this year was.
Yeah.
Okay, better get the one seed. Uh-oh. We beat them. Lost to Tennessee. That's okay. Lost to Jacksonville. Uh-oh. Like that. The team was still the team, but there went the one seed, probably. And now we're at the point where it's you got to pay up. You got to go there and win. Can't wait. I mean, how good is this, all this? All right, so we've covered a lot of ground already. 803-0550, Saturday night, the exorcism, if you will, of a lot of those New England losses all the years. And now, look at this game coming up next. What do you think? What do you think, everybody? Eric Wood at 4 today, Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We got guys that have been kicked when they were down and just kept on going. The number one person that I could think of is Motor. In the beginning of the season, guys were bashing him. Bash, bash, bash. Oh, the running game. Oh, the O-line. Da-da-da-da-da. Motor just kept his head up. And now everybody's like, oh, Motor this, Motor that. And that just shows that we have a special unit of guys that know how to take bullets and take shots and stand tall through them all. And a special unit, man. Truly a special unit. And we got our first battle done. And we're off to battle number two.
Deion Dawkins, hi over here. Hi, hi. I know you don't care, and it doesn't sort of suit you, but I never bashed him. Hi. I never bashed him. I'm over here. I'm the guy who said the running backs are fine, and since I have been saying that since they got here. I never bashed him. Oh, you guys in the media.
Oh,
that's okay. We want to think you are bashing them. Somebody is. Somebody's bashing everything. Everybody.
Right.
Mahomes, the league figured him out, too. I mean, just, you want that. You want that juice. You want that, hey, they hate us. They don't think you're any good. Right?
Like, it works. That's yeah.
Sports.
No, sure. It's fuel. Yeah. 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 Nothing. I don't know. I got no problem with it.
What about the Chiefs at running back right now? It looked like they might have landed on something last night.
Yeah. McKinnon was like a. He was just, you couldn't get him off the field.
Right. Catching the ball. This is what Edwards-Hilaire was supposed to be, sort of a good weapon for Kansas City, but that never really took off. And I hear he may or may not play, and I don't know if I care.
Right.
I don't think he's
sure
a game changer,
last
really.
Night. I mean, McKinnon looked fantastic.
Yes, last he did. Night, he did. And Darrell Williams, he fumbles and goes out. And McKinnon was just like, okay,
yep.
That's how it goes with running backs, you know? So maybe the Bills will get him. Yes, you do. You know,
I had
been working with this a long time.
Yeah, and you know, newfound opportunities on the, you know, the Gambletron. So I needed a Darrell Williams touchdown, and of course that never came because he never got on the field again.
Look at you.
So that was tough.
Well, who are you, Pete Axthelm all of a sudden?
I don't know. Did he lose all the time?
Oh, everybody loses all the time. Come on.
I'm piecing together these four-leg parlays and just, oh, I need one more thing. Yeah, whatever. I'm having fun. It's all good.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Four-leg parlays. Not easy to win like that, as you're learning.
No, that's that. But, you know, the payoff is great. And
look
so,
at your
you
picks
know.
Record. That's what's going to haunt you. You were in charge of the picks this week because you have the lead, and all I can do is just bet against you and hope. So you go and pick all the home teams, right? Like, just come on. Better teams, better quarterbacks. Who here is going to win on the road? And only San Francisco has so far.
Right.
And there's all the other.
And they all covered.
Right.
Big numbers and small, they covered.
So, right. Yeah. Home teams are 4-1 and 4-1 against the spread so far this weekend. And, you know. Buffalo, not close. Tampa, not really close. Kansas City, not really close. So Hate to see you lose on parlays when you have all that down.
I know. I should have been betting on these football picks all year. I'd be sitting on a pile of cash.
You could have somebody come over and shovel your yard and so Fred can prance and frolic.
How are you doing? Do we now? We probably should just focus on football for now. But how getting in? Like, how was that for you? Are you all right there getting in?
It wasn't a cinch. It was a tough job with the driveway, with a very long driveway, but got that done this morning. And then driving in was mostly fine. Like, the interstates and everything are fine. 190 is fine. 290 is fine. Right. Yeah. But I take a little shortcut road to get here from 290, and I could have gotten stuck there. Yeah. I could have gotten stuck.
I almost
on
got
that.
Stuck in the neighborhood. Not in my. I was moving my son's car. It's four-wheel drive, but just not as big as my F-150. And I it was one of those deals where the way the city streets are, you get going, you better just keep going. And like now, here comes a pickup truck the other way, and if I stop, I'm dead, and he's not letting me through, and like, damn it. But I was able to work my way out of that. But then I just drove around for 10 minutes looking for roads clear enough so that I could pull back onto my street and park on the side I wanted to park on. There's no three-point turns on a city street that's not plowed.
No.
So you need to come back. So I had to barrel around the block a few times and finally, like, made it, like, running stop signs and just barreling along. Slid into the spot. We're done. I spent like 5 hours outside this morning. I don't even know how that happened, but it just did. Oof. Like, I was just out. It was great. I mean, I had a great morning, but holy cow, I was outside for a long time. Anyway,
4 hours for me.
Wild day.
Yeah. I know that shortcut road, by the way. I decided went a different route than I normally do today. I normally go 290, get off, and take that shortcut route up to Maple. But instead, I'm like, not today. I'm betting that's not plowed. I'm gonna go Sheridan. So I went a completely different way than I normally do.
I'm talking about by Rachel's.
Yes.
Is that Koenig? What's the name of that street? That would have been easy to get stuck there, but I got lucky. Here's Rob with us. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to reach out. I mean, Saturday was the culmination of what I believe to be 20 years of waiting for that kind of moment, and the satisfaction of staying with the team and never wavering. I mean, I never cheered really all night. It was really strange. It was just sitting there watching it in almost disbelief. It was really incredible. And I don't know if it's prophetic or maybe a coincidence, but perhaps the second coldest game on record, being a playoff blowout, was quite weird to watch. And then even Belichick's press conference after that makes your heart smile, seeing him know that he handily got defeat. And just, I don't know, there's nothing much better. Even with the snow today outside, I could float on clouds. And that last TD to a lineman was just an exclamation mark on what was an awesome night if you're a Bills fan. And I know the cold weather, but I didn't see a fan in that stadium that was wearing a Bills jersey that looked like they were cold at all. So go Bills. It was awesome. And I'll listen to you guys when I hang up. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
I know the conditions on Saturday, and Saturday was like this outlier day from a temperature standpoint. Good thing they got Saturday night instead of tonight. Holy cow. Imagine trying to play a football game today in this. Like, this would be insane.
Yeah. Sure. I like the point about loyalty. I feel that. You see the Patriots. I mean, they beat you twice a year. They're a cinch for the playoffs. Your games in December hardly matter. Year after year of that. Then they go to the playoffs and win, and you just sort of have to take it. And, I mean, we had, I don't know if it ever really was true, but of course it would be sometimes. We have people during seasons like that call and say, I'm done. And this caller's point is partly good for you if you didn't do that. You know, if you lived long enough to see Saturday night and stayed loyal, as most fans do, then you got a serious, like a huge payoff in that game. That you would have, as cold as it was, a fan watching that would have wanted that game to take 10 hours. Just Now, don't let this end. They have to stand here and listen to me cheer and taunt them and just – they have to take it. Belichick has to take it. We took it all those years. He came here and won. We watched him win Super Bowls and not shake hands. Now you have to stand there in the cold. I want this game to go on for 8 hours because I want you to have to stand there and watch this team score on every possession. I want you to have to watch them do it for all the credit, for all the times you got away with stuff, for all the Super Bowls and everything, all the benefit of the doubt that he gets. You are in this position. You got to this point by coaching defense with Lawrence Taylor on it so well that Super Bowl 25 happened, and for 30 years we've got, oh, what a game plan. Okay, make a field goal. People are fixated on his record without Brady. How about how it started? I'm not saying he isn't great, but I think there are a lot of great coaches or potentially great coaches. And all these years, just Bills fans, we're just so irrelevant. The team is just irrelevant. You can't beat them. You can't win more games than them, so you just watch go by and go, I hope this changes before my parents die or something.
Right.
Just, will this ever change? And finally,
there it was.
2021-22. Finally, last year happened. This year, you go, okay, it's definitely different now. You are just another team. After all those years, you are just another team.
Yeah, I can't speak for the callers asserting that it didn't seem like those fans were cold, and I don't know, I'm sure that varies, but that kind of game, I found myself thinking at one point Saturday night, if this were going differently, if the Bills were down by three and you were tense, would you be cold? I don't know, maybe it's a state of mind, and your emotions play some part in that, but that game. I think the adrenaline that you would have felt and the emotion you would have felt is just you don't even have time to even think about if you're cold. It not being windy makes such a huge difference. The wind is what cut through you.
Today,
face
too.
Even.
Today, too.
Yeah, right. But when it's, and what is it? I would love it. I'll bet somebody that was outside today doing what I was doing, pushing some people out and snow blowing and whatever, that was at the game thought, I'm colder right now than I was at that football game because of the wind, even though it was 25 degrees or whatever it was outside when we were outside this morning. The wind is such a huge factor, and just the game was a joyride. I think it's right to say you would have liked it to last longer. I heard Steve Tasker and Chris Brown talking earlier about how they noticed. I guess Steve was calling the game for Westwood One Radio, so he was in the booth working, and of course Chris is there like always, and how it's a 30-point game. There's only a couple of minutes left, and looking around even the corners of the stadium, people are still there. No one's leaving. I shouldn't say no one, but you get the point. There would have been every opportunity to it's going to take a while to scrape the car off and traffic. And I want to just get out of here. It's late already. But that is blown out by, I want to be here. I want to see the handshake. I want all of it.
That
I
is right.
Just drink it in.
Right. That is all New England.
Yes.
It was almost the Chargers. If they are winning that game against the Chargers, the entire upper deck is empty by the middle of the fourth quarter. It was all about stay and watch New England lose.
100%.
I already know I'm winning. Now I get to watch you lose and enjoy it, and I get to be here for that. All the years just sort of wrapped in, all the losing and disappointment wrapped into that one night. Finally, one punch to the face, one shot, and it's just different. Here is Luke next. Hi, Luke.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Super, Luke. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. It's not freezing down here in Georgia. So, just real quick, I wanted to ask, but one thing I wanted to, before my question, I wanted to say was what really bonded me to y'all's show is after the Sammy Watkins game in Kansas City. I've been with you guys ever since, and I feel like that was the low for me as a fan, honestly. And the high now is we're living large now off of this New England beatdown. But
what is the Sammy Watkins game in Kansas City?
I'm sorry, what?
What is the game?
The Sammy Watkins game in Kansas City, like 3 touchdowns at halftime, and then we still lose.
Okay.
Yep.
Rex. Yeah. Okay, okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
And I wanted to ask, did you guys feel like you were watching offensive history on Saturday? Because I did not. I was stunned by some of the tweets I was seeing from Schatz and Ben Baldwin.
Yeah, I wasn't. I mean, I never really watched until I saw someone else talking about it. Also, never was thinking, like, has there ever been a game like this? You know, it reminded me of 51-3. It reminded me of great games like that. You see them all the time where one team is just superior. But I never realized that they hadn't even had fourth down in the game and never kicked a field goal in the game until, like, people were starting to focus on that and talk about whether it was the best performance, offensive performance at least, in NFL history. Like, okay, now you have my attention.
Yeah, I would not say that I was aware of it as it was happening. And in fact, I think at one point, maybe after they scored their 6th touchdown, I may have said out, you know, just to, you know, my family in the room, like, they've had the ball 6 times and they scored 6 touchdowns, right? And even saying that, I didn't really factor in what that might mean. You know, I guess I would have assumed that maybe it happened before, where a team has done that 6 times, but not a 7th, right? And just didn't not score until they kneeled down at the end of the game. I had no idea that it was going to be that historic. But you know, I was aware that they hadn't punted, and the fact that they hadn't punted the last time, or didn't punt the last time they played New England, was on my mind as that game was winding down. I very much did not want them to have to punt.
We were worried about the punter and somewhat about what the Bills would do on critical fourth down game decisions. Neither happened once. There was never a moment where you went like, okay, now this is what we were talking about all week. Just was such another kind of game altogether. Eric Wood coming up in about 15 minutes. The Sabres played this afternoon at home against the Red Wings. They had a 2-0 lead in the third period, but lost in overtime. Detroit wins on a Dylan Larkin goal in overtime, 3-2. And they play tomorrow night, I think, in Ottawa, the Sabres.
Correct. Yep.
All right. That's on coverage, I'm sure, still continues. The game didn't end very long ago. The bet, 15-20 for Sabres talk for now. Coming up, Eric Wood, as we said, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is Buffalo Bills Football Monday on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Whoa, I don't think this is going to work out.
It will. They'll be able to clock this. They were planned for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the official gets in the way. The game's over.
Oh, my gosh.
The game is over.
Oh, he did.
We started today talking about how much Patriots game, how much Chiefs game. If it were made somehow, if there were a law, it'd be it had to be 4 hours on the Dallas-San Francisco game, I think I'd be fine. I would be totally fine talking about that game all day. Totally. McCarthy.
Uh-huh.
Watch out, McCarthy. I mean, Gase is out of the way. Matt Nagy's out. The Campbell in Detroit might be competent. McCarthy.
Fangs is gone.
Fangs. Fangs. Oh my gosh! That how bad of a coach is he? Like, how bad of a coach is he? You really can hire from like thousands of people. How bad of a coach is he? He doesn't call plays either. Like, what does he do? The fake punt thing, they punted, they were down, I don't know if it was two scores or whatever in the second half, fourth and two near midfield. Like, what is he good at? What's his thing? Like, you know why you need Mike McCarthy is because of this. What is it? Having Aaron Rodgers, who then apparently came to hate him and they squandered
that might be it.
Championship games because they were too conservative or whatever else wasn't just sort of buttoned up. Dallas has a stacked roster. I liked them before the betting world changed. Like, I liked Dallas in the NFC, but I never touched it. They could not beat anybody good, right, Bulldog? You were saying that about Dallas. Where are their good wins? But, man, like, they are loaded. And they're also out. So, kind of delightful to watch Dallas lose.
Yep. And they got the immediate, he's not going anywhere, right? I guess not immediate, but today, right?
No, they've confirmed. Yeah.
Stephen Jones. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, could that be the kiss of death? Like, a little bit. No, he's fine. He'd definitely be back. Okay. Do I want to take your word for that? Because I think with that owner, there'd be reason. There'd be reason with any owner, I suppose. What I found myself thinking about is any criticism of Prescott for not getting the ball to the official instead of giving it to his center. And you know what I thought of? When you practice that, because assuredly you practice that, are there officials at practice? Probably not. Sometimes there are. But when you're practicing that and you got to run up and spike it because you have no timeouts left, you probably give the ball to your center.
Okay.
So, like, I know you should know you have to give it to the ref, but the ref isn't right there and you're really rushing and, like, the play call itself, all of it.
Right.
But the actual execution of the final mistake, I don't know. I feel like Prescott might have done exactly what he's done 100 or 1,000 times in practice, which is, here, you have to snap the ball to me. Here, take the ball.
I think you can sometimes get lined up in that spot even without doing anything. Like, you sort of, whether it's the center, somehow, like, you're ready, and if the official is not ready, they will give you a second. Like, they will give you that benefit of the doubt sometimes. Like, we're here, you're not. It will look like an officiating error. This does not. Do you agree? Like, this does not look like an officiating. I was kind of surprised they ended the game because often you see we're putting 1 second back on the clock. No refs are ever taking a second off the clock, ever. That's never happened in the history of life. We're going to put one more second back on the clock. So if they're kind of up there and ready to go and it's a split second, they snap it, one more play. Well, I mean, they just blew it. I mean, they just blew it, Dallas. Watch out, Dallas. I mean, Cincinnati's out here winning playoff games now. The Bills are good. Cleveland won one. Detroit might get somewhere. You know, you're kind of on the list. You've had a couple of playoff wins, but what have they done since, I don't know, Aikman that's meant anything? They built a stadium. They have a big scoreboard.
They print money.
Yeah. They print money. They're the most valuable franchise in sports. But, Bulldog, but. Eric Wood, after sports here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.